You know, brothers and sisters, today I want to talk to you about the compassion of Jesus.
那弟兄姊妹们，今天我要跟你们讲的是耶稣基督的爱心。
You know, God is good, not because he's doing good, but because he is good.
神是好，并不是因为他做了善事，他本身就是善。
That's why we can rest assured that God will never do anything evil in our lives.
所以我们会非常确定神在我们身上绝对不会做恶的事情。
Because evil is not part of his character.
因为恶就完全不属于神的本性。
So he's not able to be evil.
所以他根本做不出任何跟恶有关的事情。
But because he's good.
因为他是善。
That's why he's always good to us.
所以神对我们总是善的。
Even when it doesn't seem like he's good to us.
就算很多时候我们也感觉不到这种善。
But he is good.
但他真是善的。
Amen.
Amen.
This is what the enemy wants to destroy from us.
所以魔鬼很想在这个事情上面摧毁我们。
The enemy wants to build a stronghold in our mind so that we to keep us away from the goodness of God.
所以敌人喜欢在我们的里面建造这种营垒，让我们远离神的善。
So that in that stronghold, you say God is not good to me.
所以在这个营垒当中，我们会觉得啊，神对我不够好。
And then the enemy will give you all kinds of excuses.
然后敌人会给你各种各样的借口。
Because you sin against God.
因为你犯罪得罪神了。
Because you are not a good Christian.
因为你没有当好基督徒啊。
And because your parents did this, your ancestors did that, all the way back to Adam.
因为你的爸爸、父母这代做了这个，爷爷奶奶做了这个，你祖先做了这个，一直追随到亚当。
A thousand reasons why God is not good to you, but he's good to Betty.
为什么他会给你一大千个理由让你觉得神对我不好但是对 Betty 好
The truth is,
但实际上是
God is good to all of us.
神对我们所有都是善的
Because he is at the details, we see the incredible love of God.
当我们看里面的细节的时候我们可以感受到神对我们的爱
And I just pray today that the Holy Spirit will reveal to you.
那我今天祷告圣灵会向你开启
And reveal to me the goodness of Jesus Christ.
也会向我开启耶稣基督的良善
You know, I pray that today God will restore us.
那我祷告今天神会恢复我们
Will lift us up.
会让我们升起
And will not allow the strongholds to keep us down.
不会让我们里面的营垒来压制我们
So in Luke chapter 7, reading from 11.
路加福音第七章第十一节
We read a story about the widow whose son has just died.
我们来读一个关于寡妇的故事，她的儿子刚刚死了。
Just before that, the day before that, Jesus had an incredible revival in Capernaum.
那就在这个事情发生之前，耶稣基督在加百农有一个很大的复兴。
Capernaum is just the north of the lake.Of Galilee.
那加百农就在加利利湖的北边。
And the story there was centurion man whose servant was sick, nearly dying.
之前的故事就是关于一个 centurion 的一个人，他的仆人生病了。
And Jesus, without going to the man, that servant got healed.
那耶稣基督连去到那个病人旁边都不需要，那个人就得了医治。
And so in the Gospel of Luke chapter 7, we then turn to this story.
那我们来看看。
Depends on how you want to pronounce it. And many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd.
十一节过了不多时，耶稣往一座城去，这个城名叫拿因，他的门徒和极多的人与他同行。
Verse 12. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother.And she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her.
将近城门，有一个死人被抬出来，这人是他母亲独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇，在城里的许多人同着寡妇送病。
Verse 13. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her.
主看
and said to her, "Do not weep."
主看见那寡妇就怜悯她对她说不要哭
Then verse 14 Then he came and touched the open coffin and those who carried him stood still And he said Young man I say to you arise
于是近前按着杠抬的人就站住了耶稣说少年人我吩咐你起来
Verse 15. So he who was dead sat up and began to speak. He presented him to his mother.
那死人就坐起并且说话，耶稣便把他交给他母亲。
Verse 16. Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people. And this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region.
他这事的风声就传遍了犹大和周围地方，犹太。
So here's a story about a woman's son. We know from the Bible he's a young man.
那我们这里看到寡妇的儿子是一个年轻人了。
You see, what's so sad about it? She's a widow.
很难过的是，本来这个寡妇就已经没了丈夫。
That means her husband has already died.
她的丈夫已经死了。
So this young man, it was her only son.
所以这个唯一的儿子是她全部。
Her only hope.
是她完全的希望。
And to her, her son was the most precious thing she's got.
与她来说，她的儿子是她最宝贝的东西了。
It connects her to her husband, and it connects her to the future.
这个既能让她对以前的丈夫有所怀念，也跟她未来有联系。
And as the only son, he was also the source of provision for her.
那作为一个年轻的儿子来说，他也提供了他的母亲的各样的衣食。
So for him to die was an absolute disaster.
所以对于这样子的唯一的一个希望的儿子死亡是一个最大的灾难。
That's a total collapse in life.
在生命中真的会被大大摧毁掉。
She's now all alone.
他现在完全孤独着。
No family.
没有家人。
No money.
没有钱。
Nothing.
什么都没有。
Amen. And the Bible says there's a large crowd that followed her.
所以圣经里面说有一群人跟着耶稣。
Unlikely because she's rich.
不会是因为哦，不会是因为这个寡妇她是跟着寡妇，不会因为她有钱。
More likely because sometimes when the Bible called crowd is local people.
那可能是她周围的人都是当地的人。
All these people knew her.
这些当地的人都知道这个寡妇。
And all these people have come.They know about her sad, sad situation.
所有的当地的周围的邻舍都知道她这个可悲的一个故事。
Can you imagine if such a story was that you heard about a friend or a relative? And this is what happened. So each one tells the other, Did you know so-and-so? Ah, son died.
你还在这个团体里面，你可以想到邻舍之间互相议论说，哇，你知不知道那个女人好可怜啊，她儿子刚死了。
是吗？哇，好惨嘛！
哇，好惨啊
！And then one another, so the whole crowd all come out feeling sympathetic, empathetic. 好惨嘛！
所以他的所有的邻舍和当地所有的人都来给他送殡，觉得好惨啊，好惨啊
！So a lot of people came.
所以很多人来了。
Because it was such a sad story.
因为是一个很悲痛的故事。
You see.When sometimes we find ourselves in a situation while life has collapsed.
很多时候当我们自己也在一个光景当中觉得好像一切都破碎了。
Everything that you hold on to is gone.
你所抓住的觉得要紧的一切都没了。
And the only thing that people can do, they can't change the situation for you. But all they can do is, oh, I know how sad it is. Oh, I'm so sorry, sister.I'm so sorry, brother.
所以你周围的人知道你在这么样的光景当中，他们什么也做不了，只能表示这样的同情，对你说啊，对不起，我真的觉得你很难过。
People can only cry with you. People can only sympathize with you.
所以人顶多就是跟你一起哭，然后同情你。
But at the end of the day, none of us can expect any of our relatives and our friends could change the situation.
但是在这种光景当中，你也不可能指望你的亲人、你的朋友真的能帮你改变什么。
So when we read this particular story, it's so sad.
所以当我们读这个故事的时候，就已经很悲痛了。
You know, there's no hope.
没有期望。
Then Jesus came along.
然后耶稣来了。
That's the difference.
这就是不同。
When you get Jesus involved in your life, something happens.
当你让主耶稣在你的生命中间来干预的话，就会有事发生。
Something that no one else can do.
他所能做的是其他人做不了的。
No relative can do.
没有其他的亲戚朋友能做。
No government can help you.
没有其他的什么政府能够给你提供的。
No insurance company can provide.
也没有保险公司能够帮助你。
Nobody can.
没有人可以。
And that is to raise a son from the dead.
那耶稣基督所做的，竟然是让这儿子死而复活。
Only God can do that.
只有神可以做这样的事情。
That's why raising the dead was absolute solid proof that Jesus is Messiah.
所以能够叫死人复活的，就可以证明耶稣基督就是那弥赛亚。
Because only the Messiah can raise the dead.
只有弥赛亚才能叫人从死里复活。
Amen. But that's not the most astonishing thing about it.
但是最叫人震惊的不是这。
You see, Jesus restored the lady's hope.
耶稣基督恢复了这个寡妇的希望。
He did the impossible.
他做了这不可能的。
You see, for us, that's not unusual. Jesus do these sort of things.
好像在你我来说觉得这个挺正常啊，好像耶稣基督常做这种事情的。
But to me, what's so astonishing is we go back to verse 11.
那对我来说最震惊的是11节。
Let's go back to verse 11.
让我们回到11节。
Verse 11, please. Verse 11 says,
11节说
Soon, then Jesus went with them. Verse 11.
我们看看11节啊。
Verse 11.
11节。
Soon afterward, Jesus went to the town called Nain.
过了不多时，耶稣往一座城去。这个城名叫拿因。
And his disciples and a crowd went along with him.
他的门徒和极多的人与他同行。
Now, notice those words. Now it happened the day after.
这里面讲过了不多时，古卷中讲的是次日，第二天。
Those words tell us some incredible insight about Jesus.
这里面有一个很大的开启。
Notice the day before he was in Capernaum.
记得吗？头一日，耶稣基督还在加百农。
Capernaum is at least 25 miles away from Nain.
那加百农跟拿因之间的距离有25个。
And the Bible tells us the next day he was in Nain.
但是圣经里面告诉我，就在第二日，耶稣基督就到了拿因。
How far can you walk if you walk 1 mile? How long does it take?
如果你要走一个英里的话，你要走多久？
Some of you may take 20 minutes. Most people take half an hour.
有的人花20分钟，有的人还要花半小时。
How long does it take you to walk 25 miles an hour through mountains as well?
那我们来算一算，如果是25个英里的话，要花多长时间？特别是还要上山哦。
At least a day.
起码要花一天。
So here's Jesus in Capernaum. After the revival, he hears God. He walks to Nain.
那耶稣基督本在加百农，他听到神叫他去拿因，他就立刻走去拿因。
And it took him all day.
花了他整整一天的时间。
So that he arrived just in time at the gates that the coffin came out.
他到的时间就是那么的准确，正在城门口看到棺材进来。
Now that is not a coincidence. That is the precision planning of God.
这个不是偶然，这是我们的神最精准的算。
You see, for the lady, for the widow, her life has collapsed.
对于这个寡妇来说，她的生命在破碎当中。
But the Heavenly Father could see that.
但是天父可以看到。
And what does the Heavenly Father do?
所以天父怎么做的？
Tells Jesus to go to Nain.
跟耶稣说，赶快去拿因。
And he walked all day.
然后耶稣走了整整一天。
He didn't take a bus.
他没有公车坐的。
There was no private jet.
更没有私人飞机可以飞的。
He walked.
他走的。
Can you now see the passion of Jesus?
你能够看到耶稣基督的爱吗？
He went all the way.
他走了整整一天。
Just to restore someone's hope.
就是为了去恢复一个人的希望。
The Bible tells me Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣基督，圣经里告诉我们，耶稣基督昨日、今日、明日都是一样的。
If he has to walk all day to get to the widow, Jesus will walk all day for you.
如果耶稣基督需要走整整一整天去寡妇那，那耶稣基督也会为你走整整一整天。
He will walk all day for me and you in order to bless you.
他为你也好，为我也好，都会走整整一天。
Amen. That's why the widow cannot say, "Where is God? Why is my son dead? I thought I served God. I'm not going to go to church anymore."
那这个寡妇就不会说哦，我神在哪里？神为什么不管我？我儿子死了，我明天不要去教会了。
Because that's what the devil wants you to think.
因为这是敌人的伎俩。
Somehow, the disaster that happened to the son has to do with God.
那有的时候灾难的发生也跟神有关。
You see, we all can see the negativity about why God allowed this, why God allowed that.
我们经常只是负面的思想，为什么神允许这个？为什么神同意这个？
But all the time, Jesus was on his way.
但是却不知道耶稣基督已经开始行走了。
Walking all the way.
正在往你走来。
He says next day means he walked all night.
所以这里面讲到次日的时候，让我们知道他整整一晚上都在走路。
Our Jesus, he's hard working.
我们的耶稣基督是很工作努力的。
He doesn't take the easy route. He goes where he needs to go. Why? In order to rescue us.
他不会找那种短距离的，或者是能够快快走到的。他就按照他本身该做的，为你我而做。
And when we are drowning, he doesn't just stand at the side of the sea and say, "You know, you need to learn a lesson."
那我们如果在水里面要淹死了，耶稣基督不是那个站在岸上跟他说，你学到了功课没有啊？
This is what's happening to you. That is why you're drowning.
你知道你为什么掉到河里的原因吗？这个，所以你才掉河里啊。
Jesus doesn't just stand there giving you explanations why you are like that.
耶稣基督不会站在湖边，然后对你给你解释为什么今天你会在掉到水中吗？
He doesn't judge you whether you sin against him or not. You sin against me, that's why you're drowning.
他不会跟你说哦，是因为你得罪了我，向我犯罪了，我才让你今天淹死的。
That's not our Jesus.
这个不是我们的主耶稣。
Our Jesus jumps in and pull you out.
我们的主耶稣会亲自跳下水把你救上来。
Amen. Yes, he will teach us.
是的，他会教我们。
Yes, he will correct us.
是的，他会管教我们。
But it is always out of love and never out of judgment.
但是永远都是从爱出发，绝对不会从审判而来。
But the most important thing is,He goes in and rescue us.
但是最重要的就是他有行动，他会自己到水里去把你救上来。
Because the Bible say he had compassion.
因为圣经里面说他有爱。
When the multitude surrounded him, the Bible say Jesus was moved with compassion.
那当这些人所有的人都围着他的时候，特别讲到我们耶稣基督，他蛮有怜悯。
And the Bible say he healed every single person that came to him.
耶稣基督医治了每一个到他面前来的人。
The key is they came to him.
最重要的是那些人是到他面前来。
Jesus did not say the reason why you have this disease is because you sinned. The reason why this is because this is what you have done. No.Jesus doesn't do that. Christians do. But Jesus don't do that.
耶稣基督不会因为你来向他要医治，他就说，你知道你为什么得病吗？啊，是因为你犯了罪了，你得罪了我。耶稣从来不会这样，只有基督徒会这样。
Aren't you glad that God doesn't judge us?
你是不是很高兴神不审判我们？
Because he has reserved one day for everybody to be judged.
因为他已经留下了那审判之日来做这个审判的
工作。But right now, he wants to restore us.
但是现在在这个时代，耶稣基督想恢复我们。
Right now, he wants to heal us.
在此时此刻，他就想医治我们。
And if he has to walk all day,
如果他需要走一天的话，他就会走一天。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很好？
Isn't that wonderful?This is the God that we serve.
是不是很美好？是这样的神，我们来侍奉。
And that is why nobody in our church should ever be afraid of Jesus.
所以我们在教会对耶稣基督的那个印象不应该是恐惧的。
If you have a need, come to him.
如果你有需要，尽管到他面前来。
Because he has compassion.
因为他对你有爱，有怜悯。
He understands why we are like that.
他明白你我为什么在这样的处境中。
He understands the decisions that we have made that may not be so good.
他也知道为什么我们有时候做的决定并不好。
He's not there now to judge us.
他不审判我们。
And then reluctantly help us.
然后也不会不愿意来帮助我们。
He restores us first.
他先恢复我们。
And the love of the Father, when he sees the prodigal son, There were no words of judgment except words of welcome.
当老父亲看到浪子回头的时候，他对他没有说过任何审判和责备的话，他只是欢迎他回家。
I'm astonished.
我完全的震惊。
At how good Jesus is.
关于主耶稣有多么的好。
We read another story.
我们再来读一个故事。
We see the story of Bartimaeus.
然后我们再看来一个瞎子的故事。
In Mark chapter 10.
在马可福音第十章。
Verse 46 to 52.
看看四十六节开始。
Okay, now they came to Jericho, and he went out of Jericho with his disciple and a great multitude. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging.
到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是底买的儿子巴底买，坐在路边。
47And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说，大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
Verse 48. Then many warned him to be quiet, and he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me.
四十八节，有许多人责备他，不许他出声，他却越发大声喊着说：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。”
So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you."
耶稣就站住，叫他过来。他们就对那瞎子说，对他说：“放心，起来，他叫你了。”
And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus.
瞎子就丢下衣服，跳起来，走到耶稣那里。
51. So Jesus answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight.
耶稣说，要我为你做什么？瞎子说，亚伯尼，我要能看见。
Verse 52.Then Jesus said to him, Go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight, followed Jesus on the road.
耶稣说，你去吧，你的信救了你了。瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
So let's go back to verse 46.
那我们再回到46节。
So here's a story of a blind man.
这里面有讲到一个盲人巴底买。
I tell you, if you're blind,
如果你是盲人，
There's very little hope left in life.
生命中就没有很多希望的。
Just like the woman whose son had just died.
就像刚才那个儿子死去的寡妇一样。
There are many things in life that suddenly could cripple us.
很多时候我们生命中会有一些困境能把我们抓住。
You know, in America, many people say they are just one accident away from poverty.
很多时候美国人经常说我们就是一步之遥就变成贫穷。
Because they're not like, they don't have NHS like us.
因为他们没有像我们这样子的医疗系统。
You see, the medical bill is very expensive.
那他们的医疗费用在很高的。
All you need is one car accident, one disease that could wipe out all your savings.
如果你只是有那么一场车祸或者是得一个病，然后你的所有的积蓄就完了。
There are many, many situations in life that can completely transform our life for the worse.
生命中经常可能有一些事情一下子就会把我们从天上扔到地下。
And if you're in Jesus' society, being blind was one of the worst thing can happen to you.
所以在耶稣基督的那个年代，如果是盲人的话，那是最糟糕的情况。
Because even when you're deaf, you can still see where you're going.
就算你耳朵聋的，你还是能够看见，你不会走路看不见。
When you can't speak, you can still get on.
你就算是不能说话，你也可以继续你的生活。
You can still do hand sign.
你起码还可以打手势跟人说话，哑语。
But when you're blind,
如果你是瞎子的话
，you need help.
你真的是需要帮助了。
Amen.And so this man had no hope.
所以这个人他没有希望。
It is somebody who cannot even dare to think about a future for himself.
这是一个对自己的未来都不敢去想象的人。
You know, if you saw Bartimaeus today, sitting by Jericho, and you said, do you know, brother, God has a plan for you.
如果你在耶利哥碰到了巴底买这个人，然后你跟他传福音说，啊，神对你有一个计划。
There's no way he would believe that.
他肯定不会相信的。
But God exactly has a plan.
但是神真的是有计划的。
For somebody who cannot help themselves.
特别是那些没有办法在帮助自己的人。
Notice he was in Jericho.
记得吗？他在耶利哥。
And Jericho is a picture of a fortress.
那耶利哥代表是一个影子，它代表营垒。
Famous for its big, thick walls.
它最有名的就是它有个很厚很厚的一堵墙。
You know there are strongholds that the enemy can put on us.There is no way we can find ourselves getting out of it.
有一种营垒是敌人放到我们生命中的，我们靠我们自己怎么都看不到外面的机会。
See, sometimes we could, it doesn't matter what's going on in our lives, but if that Jericho stronghold is in our minds, we become blind.
那很多时候我们如果自己生活觉得很挣扎的话，然后又前面有这个耶利哥的厚厚的城墙，那我们就真的瞎了，什么都不知道。
You see, the enemy does not blind us overnight. He blinds us bit by bit until we don't even realize we cannot see anymore.
那这个敌人的一个伎俩就是他让我们变瞎的这个方式是逐渐变成的，一天一天越来越瞎，越来越
刚硬。See, when we first became a Christian, we were in love with Jesus.
那我们刚开始成为基督徒的时候，我们是爱耶稣的。
We could see the hand of God. We could see the love of God. We could see our future being hopeful.
我们看到神的大手在我们当中，感觉到神的爱，看到神给我们的希望。
But something happened.
但是突然有事发生。
Something happened.
有事情发生了。
And then we begin to listen to the lie of the enemy.
然后我们就开始听敌人的谎言。
Somehow we begin to convince ourselves that God has abandoned us.
那我们开始对自己想的说，哎呀，神真的不要我了。
Somehow that we are alone now. God has gone too busy in doing other things. He's left us alone. While Jericho is surrounding us.
我们突然觉得自己孤单地被撂在那里，神太忙了，去管别人了，我们自己被这个耶利哥的城墙死死地围着。
You see, nothing makes the devil more happy than to see you sitting inside Jericho, feeling lonely and blind.
与敌人来说，他们没有比这个更高兴的了，就看见你坐在耶利哥城墙的里面，没有地方可去。
That you can't see a way out.
当你看不到出处的时候，
I tell you, many Christians cannot see how God can help them.
就好像很多基督徒没有办法想象神啊，你怎么能在我的光景中帮助我呢？
They cannot see how they can get out of that situation.
他们也没有办法看到自己会走出他们所在的光景。
They cannot see a future for themselves.
他们自己也看不到了未来的希望。
Amen. And notice that's what everybody expects a blind man to do.
这个就是所有的人期待一个瞎子的反应。
Nothing but to sit there every day to beg.
什么也做不了，只能坐在路旁乞讨。
See, blind Bartimaeus is no longer living; he is surviving.
所以这个巴底买这个人，他已经都不再是生活了，他只是勉强的活着。
He's no different from the rat that's sitting next to him.
他就跟旁边的那些老鼠们同样，
Just surviving.
只是刚好还有一口气吊着活着。
Eating from whatever people throw at him.
吃的都是别人丢给他的剩下的食物。
You see, to the society, blind Bartimaeus is not only blind, he has received a new identity. His identity is he's a beggar.
所以从这个社会来说，这个巴底买的一个名称已经不再是盲人这么简单了，他还是一个乞丐。
That's what the devil wants to say to us. Your new identity, you're defeated. You are nobody. You are 垃圾. You are rubbish.
那敌人最想对我们做的也就是这样，他改变我们的思路，让我们觉得我们就只是垃圾了。
Amen. And when Jesus walked in, a large crowd came.
当耶稣走进去的时候，有一大群人跟来。
Can you imagine if you are blind, you hear all these noise?
你想象你自己如果是瞎的，你听到旁边好多声音。
And you're trying to listen. Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus?
然后你还要想办法去听哪一个人的声音是耶稣啊？
Because at least if you can see, you can see Jesus.
如果你可以看见的话，你起码看见耶稣。
So all the noise is drowning the voice of Jesus.
然后所有的旁边的杂音都把耶稣的声音给盖住了。
And that is why, brothers and sisters, when we become spiritually blind, when the enemy pull us into a stronghold, we can't see Jesus, we can't hear Jesus. Where are you, God?
所以当我们的属灵的眼睛瞎的时候，我们就是在这样子的营垒中间，我们看不到耶稣，我们自己觉得迷失。神啊，你在哪里？
And what's worse is all the internet, all the YouTube, all the books are making noises, but you can't hear Jesus.
那更糟糕的就是你们旁边所接触到的媒体，接触到的 YouTube, 接触到的各样的新闻等等的，更让你的耳朵听不见，也看不见耶稣了。
You see, what blind Bartimaeus needed was to hear where is Jesus.
那盲人巴迪买在这个时候最想听到的就是耶稣。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, when you can't find the voice of God, when you can't find Jesus, you do something that blind Bartimaeus did.
那如果弟兄姊妹们，你们今天也在这样的光景当中，你看不见耶稣，你听不见耶稣，你就要做现在这个巴迪买做的事情。
How many of you cannot see him in your life? How many have you lost your ways? Where are you, God?
是不是你们当中有这样自己觉得自己瞎的，然后自己觉得自己很迷失的？你们会想，神啊，你在哪里？
It seems like everybody has crowded him out.
所以好像所有的人都把他挤得水泄不通。
You do what blind Bartimaeus did.
我们来做这个巴迪买所做的事情。
Let's go to verse 48. What did he do?
我们看看48节他做了什么。
He still had a voice.
他起码还有声音，还能说话。
Hallelujah.
哈利路亚，他还能说话。
Thank God for our voice.
感谢神，我们能说话。
We can pray.
我们可以说话就可以祷告。
We can cry out to heaven.
我们可以向天呼求。
God, have mercy upon me.
神啊，怜悯我吧。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, there are times in life when the enemy has got you by the throat, and you can still say, "Help me, Lord."
那弟兄姊妹们，就算是敌人掐着你的脖子，你都还是有办法死喊出一个声音来：“主啊，救我！”
You see.When you are shouting out at home, when you cry out from your heart to God, you feel as though no one can hear you.
那你在家里面，你向神呼求，你向神哭泣，你却觉得好像没有被听到。
In fact, people close to you say, "It's wasting time praying."
那可能旁边的人还会打击你，跟你说：“哎呀，你在浪费时间祷告。”
Be quiet.
安静点好不好
？Why are you so loud?
你干嘛这么大声
？Amen. Has that happened to you?
身上有发生这样的故事吗
？When you're so desperate, your neighbor will say, "Hey, be quiet."
当你特别迫切要祷告的时候，你的邻居敲门说：“哎，你安静点好不好
？”And the second thing you need to learn from blind Bartimaeus.
还有一件事你要从巴迪买身上学习。
When you're crying out to God, let nobody stop you.
当你决定向神呼求的时候，确保没有人会停止你，阻止你。
You be like the widow.
你就会像这个寡妇一
样。Cry and cry and cry until God hears you.
你呼求呼求呼求，直到神听到你。
See in verse 49, we see a reaction that is typical of God.
所以49节我们可以看到主耶稣的一个很常见的反应。
Jesus stood still.
耶稣就站住。
Amen. He's crying out, lots of noise, and yet Jesus tunes in.To the man who cries out to him.
他大声的在呼求，但是耶稣基督他就能听到这一个巴迪买的呼求。
You see, many people pray.
很多人祷告。
God hears.
神可以听见。
But God particularly hears the man that is desperate for him.
当然，神却听到了那个特别迫切的人。
Amen. Just like the cry of your daughter, your son when they're young, you hear.
就像当父母的，你们一听到你们自己的孩子、儿子、女儿在哭的时候，你一下就辨出他的声音。
God stands still.
神站着就站住。
He stops.
他停下来。
To hear us.
去来听我们。
That's the compassion of Jesus.
这是耶稣基督对我们的怜悯和爱。
Amen. He stopped.
他站住。
He heard him.
他听见了。
Brothers and sisters, God hasn't got hearing problems.
弟兄姊妹们，神的耳朵不聋的。
He will hear us.
他真的听得到你我。
I have never come across God not hearing me.
我从来没有觉得神没有听过我的祷告。
Even when I complain to God, why are you not doing this?
就算我经常跟他抱怨说你没有听我。
Oh, why are you not answering my prayer?
你为什么不听我的祷告？
God will always find a way and say, I hear you.
神总会用一个方法来告诉我说我听见了。
He never judges me.
他从来不审判我。
He will never judge you.
他也不会来判断你。
But he will always find a way.
他总会找到一个方法。
To touch you.
来触摸到你。
I remember, I think it was last year, a year or 2 years ago.
两年前。
I was so desperate to hear God.
我特别迫切地想听到神。
I was crying out to God.
我在神面前呼求。
And so Suzanne and I were down south of England. And, so we were driving that day.
我和我的妻子去南英国，英国南部，然后我们当时在开车。
And suddenly, there was a roadblock.
突然呢，路就被堵上了。
We didn't know what to do.
我们当时就不知道该怎么办。
And then we saw this workman.Came along to us.
我们看到了一个工人向我们走过来。
And I remember winding down the window.
我还特别记得我把窗户拉下来说。
And I'm not exaggerating.
我没有夸张哦。
I was looking at the face of somebody who looked just like Smith Wigglesworth.
那我当时看到了那张脸，就好像我看到了那个 Smith Wigglesworth 向我走来。
Suzanne and I was going.
然后我们俩就嘴张得很大。
And the man was full of compassion.
那个人蛮有怜悯和爱。
He told us what to do.
他告诉我们要怎么办。
And I tell you, when I started driving again, it's like the God's presence filled the car.
那我刚开始后来又开车的时候，我觉得哇，神的同在在我的车里面，好强烈。
And Suzanne, I was silent. I said, don't talk. I think God wants to say something.
然后我对我妻子说，你不要讲话，我觉得神好像要跟我们说话。
God used that man's face to speak to me.
神用了那个人的信心来对我说话。
And he spoke to me an incredible revelation.
他给我了一个很大的启示。
You see, God will find a way.
神会找到办法的。
To talk to you.
找方法给你说话。
To answer you.
来回答你的祷告。
He may give you an answer that you don't want, you're not looking for.
当然。
But he will show you that he is listening.
他也许并不按你的方法来答你的祷告，但他一定会告诉你他听到你了。
Sometimes our prayers are praying for things where we're not even quite sure whether it's good for us.
有的时候我们的祷告，我们自己祷的内容，我们自己都不确定到底是对我们有益还是没有。
Many times we're seeking for a solution that may not actually be the solution.
很多时候我们在给神了一个解决方案，但是这个并不是神的解决方案。
That's why when Jesus went to blind Bartimaeus, he asked this question, What do you want me to do?
所以当耶稣见到盲人巴底买的时候，他会问他说，你要我做什么呢？
We may think it's obvious.
我们可能觉得，哎呀，这还不简单吗？
But sometimes it is not obvious.
那其实很多时候没有你想的那么简单。
Sometimes what we think is the solution for us may not be the solution that is right for you.
很多时候我们以为自己有了解决方案，但是其实这不是神要给我们的解决方案。
That's why God sometimes he needs us to realize what do you really want?
所以神需要你来意识到你到底想要什么。
Sometimes the solution that we're looking for is actually a closer relationship with God.
很多时候其实我们要的解决方案就是跟神有更亲近的关系。
Amen. We think, if only I can have that, and I will be happy.
很多时候我们
No, God may be saying, the thing that you really do want is me.
也许你的方案是、哦、你只要给我这个我就会很开心了。可是神说没有，最终的解决方案你需要的是我。
So if God doesn't give you what you want,He's giving you something that you do need.
神不一定给你你自己点名想要的东西，但是神要给你的肯定是你最需要的。
Amen. That's why when Jesus asks you one day,
所以当耶稣问你
What do you want me to do for you?
如果耶稣来问你，他要为你做什么呢？
Let's be prepared.
让我们做好准备吧。
So that we know what we want.
让我们知道我们自己到底要什么。
Amen. And so, it reads here.In verse 50,
第五十节说
And when Bartimaeus was called by Jesus,
当巴底买、被耶稣叫到的时候
What did he do?
瞎子怎么做的
He threw his garment away.
他丢下了他的衣服
Do you know what that garment is?
你知道衣服是什么吗
You see, in Jesus' days,
在耶稣基督的那个年代
the garment was equivalent to the license to beg. the license, the permission from the authority to beg.
哦，那个衣服就是好像是耶稣基督所给的那个乞讨的一个。
那不是耶稣基督 ，the authorities。
哦，是一个权柄，是一个权。
No, no, it's the government。
是政府的权柄，让你是有一个乞丐的一个装束。
Do you know otherwise everybody can just go and beg?
要不然每个人都会去当乞丐。
But they were given permission to beg.
哦，这些人他是有专门的政府的允许去当乞丐的。
So what did they do? They give him a special coat.
哦，所以他们会给他一个很特别的那个衣服。
So that when they see the person with that coat, they know he's a government approved beggar.
所以你看到那个乞丐的时候，你才发现原来他是有这个政府专门给他的这个license 牌照来乞丐了，来讨钱的。
That's the tragedy about it.
这就是一个悲剧所在。
Because when he turned blind, the society gave him a new identity.
所以当他瞎的时候，这个社会已经给了他一个新的牌照。
Not the identity that he was born, not.That God, you know, God has an identity for all of us. But when things don't go right, the devil will change your identity.
那他所说的这个，我们所说的牌照哈，巴迪买索海的不是神给的，而是这个政府，是这个世界给他的。
Amen. And gave him the identity of a beggar.
他现在的牌照就是乞丐。
But the brilliant thing is the Holy Spirit tells us
但是
when he heard the voice of God, Jesus called him. What did he do? He threw his identity away.
所以当巴迪买听到耶稣基督叫他的时候，他做了什么？他立刻丢下了他那个乞丐的牌照的衣服。
For two reasons. One, to remove his identity. Second, so that he doesn't trip over his coat.
两个原因。第一是他要拿住他把他丢掉他这个现在旧的这个牌照。第二是他不想被衣服给绊倒。
Is it for us to be delivered from Jericho's stronghold? We need to realize this identity is false.
那当我们想去被耶律哥的这个营垒中被拿出来的时候，我们需要知道我们身上的那个衣服是旧的。
God has called me to great things.
神叫我去了一个新的。
God has anointed me for great things.
神已经恩膏了我新的。
I am somebody significant.
我现在是一个非常有意义的新的身份。
But all your life, someone is telling you.
那你生命
You are no good. There's nothing you can do. Giving you a new identity.
那你曾经在世界上被别人说你不够好，你什么也做不了，你一无是处，现在改成了一个身份。
Brothers and sisters, if you hear the voice of God today, it's time to take that coat off and throw it away.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果你们今天听到神对你说话了，是时候你们丢下你们的旧衣服。
Stand up.
站起来。
And run to Jesus.
走到耶稣那里。
Where he will give us and restore us the identity that we have been created for.
他会给我们，也会恢复我们他所给我们的身份。
God never created Bartimaeus to be a beggar.
神从来没有造巴迪买来当乞丐。
That's what the devil wants.
这是敌人的伎俩。
But God created him for better things.
但是神造巴迪买是为了更好的计划。
And he immediately started his ministry by glorifying God.
所以巴迪买就开始了他的事工来荣耀神。
Amen. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, what the devil did to you and me can become the first stepping stone towards your new identity.
所以弟兄姊妹们，那世界上和敌人所做的这些事情都会成为我们的脚凳，让我们找到我们新的身份。
Even when his sight was restored, he went around testifying who Jesus is.
当这个瞎子当时已经被恢复的时候，他到处见证耶稣。
Hallelujah. So what the devil did to Bartimaeus became his testimony.
所以敌人对巴迪买所做的反倒成就
了他的见证。 So brothers and sisters, we have a choiceThrow away the garment and then testify the goodness of God or remain wearing that garment.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们有两个选择，一是丢下衣服，赶快到耶稣基督面前领受新身份，或者继续穿那件衣服。
Amen. That is Jesus.
这是我们的耶稣。
He gave us a new identity.
他给我们一个新的身份。
Verse 51 says,
51节说,
He says, Jesus said to him, What do you want? He said, the blind man said, Rabboni.This is the only second time in the Bible Rabboni is used. The other time was Mary.
那耶稣基督问，我要为你做什么？瞎子说，拉波尼。这是第二次这个名字拉波尼被用，第一次是用在玛利亚的身上。
Everybody else says Rabbi.
所有的人都只会说老师或者夫子。
Rabboni.
没有，这个拉波尼是第二次出现。
Ni means my.
他说这个你这个字是像我的
my
我的
rabbi,
我的夫子我的老师
my teacher,
我的老师
my Jesus,
我的耶稣
Amen. Jesus is not his Jesus.
耶稣不是他的耶稣
their Jesus,
不是那个人的耶稣
that Jesus,
也不是别人的耶稣
my Jesus.
他是我的个人的主
Amen. Brothers and sisters, when we, the way to get out of this,of the stronghold of the enemy, is to recognize Jesus is your Lord.
所以要从耶利哥的这个城墙里面和营垒里面走出来，我们要认知到耶稣基督真是我们的主。
That he hears our cry.
他听见我们的呼求。
That he will help us to throw away our wrong identity.
他会帮助我们来丢掉我们错误的那个身份。
You know, many people want this gift and that gift.
很多人都想要这个恩赐那个恩赐。
Do you know to operate spiritual gifts, what do you need is faith.
那其实要各样的恩赐最重要的就是有信心了。
But to fulfill your destiny needs identity.
但是如果你要走到你的目的地的话，你第一个需要的就是把身份弄清楚。
You can, many people say, what has God called me to do?
很多人都说啊，耶稣把我呼召了是要干嘛呀？
That's the wrong question. The right question is, what is my identity?
这是一个错误的问题。正确的问题应该是我的身份是什么。
When David realized he was the king,
当大卫知道他的身份是王的时候，
then he knew what God wanted him to do.
他就知道神要他做什么。
When Paul was called by Jesus, when he realized his new identity was apostle of Jesus, then he knew what he was made to do.
当保罗被耶稣基督所呼召的时候，他知道他使徒的身份，所以他会知道要做什么。
That's why he let go of all the things that everybody envied. His PhD, his Pharisee qualification. All the things that people value, he let go so that he may take on the new identity. His real identity. He is an apostle of Jesus Christ, not a Pharisee.
所以保罗丢下了他以前所有的旧的身份，他是一个好的法利，他以为他是个好的法利赛人，读过 PhD, 他以为他的学历很高，他把他全部舍下放下，要的是这个新的身份。
Peter is an apostle, not a fisherman.
就像彼得，他的旧身份是鱼打鱼的，但新身份却是神的使徒。
Matthew is an apostle, a writer of the, is an apostle.But not a tax collector.
就像马太，他的新身份是神的使徒，而不是一个收税官。
Who are you?
你是谁呢？
Who am I?
我是谁呢？
I need to know who I am.
我们知道，我们需要知道我们自己的身份。
God will call you by that name.
神会按你的名字呼召你。
He will call you by that name.
他会按你的名字叫你。
He will reveal your identity.
他会让你知道你的身份是什么。
He will show you your identity.
他会让你给你看到你的身份是什么。
And you will be completely amazed.
你会非常的惊奇。
You got to be willing.
你需要愿意。
To cry out to God.
向神呼求。
To let go of the garment.
放下我们之前的旧衣服。
Stand up.
站起来。
And run to Jesus.
跑到耶稣面前。
Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus will walk all day.
耶稣会为你走一整天。
Just to come to you.
就是为了到你面前来。
Amen. Amen. Don't think Jesus only speaks to other people.
不要总觉得耶稣只跟别人说话。
Right now, today, as we worship, right this afternoon, this evening, Jesus can come and talk to us.
那就在今天，耶稣基督就可以对你说话。
But let go of the stronghold.
但是要放下我们的营垒。
Be absolutely sure.
让我们确信。
And declare this.
然后也来宣告
that God is good to me.
神是对我良善的。
Jesus hears me.
耶稣基督听到我。
And he loves me.
他也爱我。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father.
天父啊。
I ask you to bless every person here.
我们祷告你来祝福这里每一个人。
Help us, O God, to let go of the wrong identity.
让我们来放下我们旧的身份。
We are not, Our true identity is in you, Christ.
我们新的身份是在主耶稣基督里。
In you.
在你里面。
We are a child of God.
我们是你的孩子。
And you put an anointing in us.
你给了我们恩膏。
To do that which you've called us to do.
来做你所呼召我们所做的事情。
I ask you, Lord, today, let the fire stir in us.
主啊，我们祷告，你的火在我们里面搅动。
Let the anointing be activated in us.
让你的恩膏在我们身上被激活。
That when we see ourselves in the scripture.
让我们看见我们在经文里头的自己。
To see that reflection.
看到我们反射出来的我们自己。
We see our face.
看到我们自己的面。
Looking more like yours.
越来越像你的容面。
Lord Jesus, help every person here.
主耶稣，帮助我们中间每一个人，来帮助我们。
And I just pray, Lord, as we worship you, I ask you, you let your spirit touch us deeply.
主啊，当我们来敬拜你的时候，我祷告你的灵来深深的触摸我们。
Let us never be the same again after today.
让我们今天就已经不再一样。
Father,Activate our anointing.
主啊，你激活我们的恩膏。
Reveal our identity.
再次向我们显示我们的新身份。
Let us never be the same.
让我们再不和以前一样。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
We invite you.
我们邀请你。
To have your way.
用你的方式来做事。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to
弟兄姊妹们
worship God by faith.
我们来凭着信心来敬拜神。
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
让我们起立。
With the issue of blood, we press in, we press in, like the blind man waiting patiently, we press in to the Suddenly, a touch from heaven, Jesus came to rescue me. Suddenly, a touch from heaven, Jesus came to set me free.Issues of blood, we press in, we press in, like a blind man waiting patiently, we press in through the crowd.Suddenly, a touch from heaven, Jesus came and rescued me. Suddenly, a touch from heaven, Jesus came to set me free.
Before we carry on.Before we carry on,
在我们继续之前
I want you to identify yourself.
我想让你看到自己的身份
With one of these people.
你们是这样的人
With the widow.
就你是像盲寡妇那样吗
With the blind man.
还是像刚才那个盲人那样
Or with the woman with the issue of blood.
或者像这个血路病人
Identify yourself.
看到你自己
To say, God, I am just like that.
对主说，主啊，那就是我。
But I'm going to change.
但是我们不会变。
Because Jesus is going to come.
是耶稣要来。
I receive him.
我领受他。
He's going to rescue me.
他是来拯救我。
He's going to set me free.
他会叫我得自由。
Amen. So I want you to sing this song again.
我想让再来唱这首歌。
And just use that as your prayer.
用这个来成为你的祷告。
To invite Jesus to set you free.
来邀请耶稣叫你得自由。
Hallelujah.
Like a blind man with the issues of blood, we press in, we press in. Like a blind man waiting patiently, we press in through the crowd.
Let's lift up our hands.
Suddenly, a touch from heaven, Jesus came and rescued me. Suddenly, a touch from heaven. from heaven. Jesus came to set me free, like a woman with the issues of love. We press in, we press in. Like a blind man waiting patiently, we press in to the cross. Suddenly a touch from heaven, Jesus came and rescued me. Suddenly a touch from heaven, Jesus came to set me free.
Let's sing that again.
Like the woman with the issue of love, we press in, we press in. Like a blind man waiting patiently, we press in through the cross. Suddenly a touch from heaven, Jesus came to rescue. Suddenly a touch from heaven, Jesus came to set me free. Suddenly a touch from heaven, Jesus came to rescue. Suddenly a touch from heaven, Jesus came to set me free.
Let's sing that again.
Suddenly a touch from heaven, Jesus came to rescue me. Suddenly a touch from heaven, Jesus came to set me free.
Let's sing that again.
Suddenly a touch from heaven, Jesus came to set me free.
Like a woman,
like a woman with the issues of love, we press in.
Let's press in.
We press in like a blind man waiting patiently. Jesus came to rescue me, and suddenly a touch from heaven, Jesus came to set me free. Jesus came to
suddenly a touch from heaven. Jesus came to set me free. Suddenly a touch from heaven. Jesus came to rescue me. Suddenly a touch from heaven. Jesus came to set me free.
Ask Jesus to set you free.
叫耶稣来释放你。
Set you, your half family free.
从你的家庭中释放你。
To rescue you.
来拯救你。
The Holy Spirit shows me there are people you know you need rescuing.
也让圣灵来向你表示有谁需要这样的拯救。
Don't look to man, but look to Jesus.
不要看人，要看耶稣。
He will come.
他会来。
And he will come suddenly.
他会这样突然。
Without you knowing.
在你还没有做好准备的时候。
He has already began the works.
他已经开始了这份工作。
He has already prepared the people, opened the doors.
他已经开始预备人来为你开门。
He has already made the way.
他已经开始为你开路。
Jesus has already made the way.
耶稣已经为你开路了。
He's waiting.
他在等待。
He's waiting.
他在等待。
For you to throw away the garment.
让你来脱掉你的衣服。
To stand on your feet.
站起来。
And begin to run to him.
来向他走去。
Jesus is here.
耶稣
to help us.
就在这里来帮助我们。
Not to condemn us.
不是来责备我们。
Whatever situation you are in.
不管你在什么样的光景中。
Even when you look at your children, where is the hope?
就像你看到有的时候你们看到孩子都在想我的希望在哪里。
You look at your husband, where is he?
你看到你的丈夫你会想他在哪里。
You look at your job situation, where is the door?
你看看你的工作透露开门在哪里。
There are people here today that you're haunted by your past.
那很多人你们一直在为你们的过去纠结。
You're drowning by your past mistakes.
你们一直在为过去的烦恼一直在淹往下淹。
Jesus,
你就一直在喊主耶稣，主耶稣来帮助我
，Help me，
来帮助我
，Help me, Lord，
帮助我
，Help me, Lord，
来帮助我
，Help me, Lord，
帮助我
，Help me, Lord，
帮助我
，Help me, Lord，
帮助我，
哦，帮我了，主
，Help me, Lord， 帮助我。让我们来寻求。
Help us to see our life change.
让我们看到我们的生命得变化。
Do the impossible, God.
你可以做那不可能的。
We know you can do the impossible.
我们知道你可以做那不可能的。
Are you like Bartimaeus?
你是不是像巴底买一样
？Patiently waiting.
一直在等待着。
And when Jesus comes.
当耶稣来了。
Like today, He's coming.
就像今天他耶稣来到你
这里。Today he's speaking to you.
他今天对你说话。
Are you going to wait?
你要等待。
Or are you going to cry out?
还是你要呼求。
Son of David, have mercy upon me.
大卫的子孙耶稣对我怜悯我吧。
Restore the eyes of my, the sight of my eyes.
我想要看见。
Help me to find my identity.
让我能看到我的新的身份。
Or are you going to stay mourning about what could have been?
还是你要保持原样继续抱怨呢
？Or are you going to allow the past to hold you back？
还是要继续纠结在过去当中呢
？Your identity is not because of your marriage。
你的身份不是因为你的婚姻。
Because of your failed marriage。
不是因为你失败的婚姻。
It is not anything else but you in Christ。
而是你在基督里。
You are a daughter, a son。Of the living God.
你是活生生的神的儿子和女儿。
Hallelujah. You know God is speaking to you today.
你知道神今天对你说话。
You know you can hear.
你也知道你能听到他。
And as we sing this song once again.
当我们再来唱这首歌的时候。
Be humble before God.
在神面前谦卑下来。
Say, Lord, I am that Bartimaeus.
对神说，主啊，我就是这个巴底买。
I am that widow.
我就是这个寡妇。
I am that woman with the issue.
我就是那个有血漏的女人。
But today I see Jesus.
但是今天我看见了主。
Amen.
Amen.
Like a woman with the issue of blood, we press in.We press in like a blind man waiting patiently. We press in to the cross. Suddenly a touch from heaven. Jesus came to rescue me. Suddenly, a touch from heaven. Jesus came to set me free. Suddenly,Jesus came and rescued me. Suddenly, a touch from heaven. Jesus came to set me free.
In the name of Jesus, I declare what Jesus has set free will stay free indeed today.
奉耶稣基督的名，我来宣告，凡是耶稣所释放的，就必一直释放。
I forbid you, devil, to bound anyone here online or in this church and their family members.
我禁止敌人的工作在我们当中每一个弟兄姊妹人的身上。
We declare freedom.
我们宣告自由。
We declare we are free from every stronghold of wrong thinking.
我们宣告自由从任何的错误的思想意念中
和营垒中出来。We declare that Jesus loves us.
我们相信耶稣基督爱我们。
And we declare that we love Jesus.
我们宣告我们也爱耶稣。
We declare that we have a destiny.
我们宣告我们有一个新的目的。
We have a calling.
我们有一个呼召。
We have a ministry.
我们有一个侍奉。
We have a purpose.
我们有一个目的。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We declare that everything that God wants to give me, I will receive.
我宣告凡是神所给我预备的，我必将领受。
We declare what the Bible says that we are indeed.
我们也宣告凡圣经所说我们的所是，我们就是。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
No devil, no human will ever stop us.
没有人也没有魔鬼可以阻止我们。
From the love of God.
从神的爱而来。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Prayer, come forward.
如果你们需要代祷，请到前面来。Amen.